Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up? It's Questlove. This week on Questlove Supreme, we're getting cozy with the legend, Mariah Carey, an intimate two-part episode.
Nobody knew who I was, and they introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, Columbia recording artist, Mariah Carey. They're like, wow. But then at the end of it, the announcer, he's like, the palace now has a queen.
Listen to Questlove Supreme on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Suprema. Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Friday. Welcome to November. Can't believe it. November the 1st, 2019, people. It is here. So is week 9 of the NFL season and week 10 of the college football season. The calm before the storm in college as... next week is going to be, without a doubt, the craziest college football week of the year, as we've got not one, not two, not three. We'll have four undefeated divisional teams here getting ready, conference teams getting ready to do battle of the undefeateds. But we got a pretty big game in college football this weekend, kind of a elimination game since we're so into that now after Major League Baseball and the World Series provided so much of it. We are going to have an elimination game in the SEC this weekend between Georgia and Florida. The Gators taking on the Bulldogs. So we'll give you the latest on that, because the loser at this point probably, not going to be able to make it to the top four unless something absolutely crazy happens, but I wouldn't count on it. But the NFL also got kicked off last night in a very interesting way. Typical Thursday night football action. Division rivals, Arizona, San Francisco, very one-sided. At least that's what the betting was from the standpoint of everybody thought San Francisco was going to steamroll the Arizona Cardinals last night. Opened up at a -8, bet all the way to a -10 situation there before kickoff. And yet, when you looked at the numbers, you know, Arizona has owned the San Francisco 49ers in this matchup. A divisional matchup, which they play twice a year, guys. They've owned them the last 8 times. They have been able to cover every time, Arizona, even winning outright a couple of times. So 10 points. What in the world is going on? Well, in typical Thursday night football fashion, guys, what went on was we had a week 9 divisional matchup between, throw the records out, two teams, two organizations that know each other, know them pretty well. And they battled, man. And they battled. And if it weren't for a couple of, and this is where coaching matters, guys. And this is always the big fear with the Arizona Cardinals. It's one thing to have a rookie quarterback, which is fine. The whole other thing to have a rookie head coach continue to throw up all over his team and not give them the opportunity to be able to be in a position to succeed. And that's kind of what we had last night. Jimmy G, game manager my ass, 4 touchdowns, 317 yards. I don't think a guy has ever gotten a better Christmas present, early Christmas present than Emmanuel Sanders. What a difference he makes. Great, and I mean just great chemistry there. Defense, I think we got pretty much what we have seen before in that spot, Dane, from San Francisco. Listen, their defense are studs. But the short week, the Thursday night, you're never, ever going to get the best from Diva. I don't care who it is. You're just not on a Thursday night. So given that San Francisco threw up on themselves the first drive and a couple of third down conversions because of penalties by the defense, a horse collar, all of a sudden Arizona's up 7-0. But really from that point on, right up until the end of the half, it was San Francisco. That defense clamped down. You got to see who they really are. But I think you got the coming out party of Jimmy G, Emmanuel Sanders. That offense last night, man, they were humming along, man. 21 points in the first half. Hello, Jimmy G. I think he's getting more and more comfortable as the season moves on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Morning, Joe. Morning, Degenerates here on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. Joe, you know the old axiom, good teams win, great teams cover? Well, I'm going to go against that, and I'm going to say, to be honest, for me, what I saw from San Francisco last night actually makes me think they could be a great team despite not covering. And here's why, Joe. What do we say about also great teams? They find different ways to win. Now, for a lot of this year, it's been, oh, my God, this running game travels, four-headed monster running for over 200 yards. That's not what happened last night, okay? Coleman was bottled up. Breida had a nice little game. They run for 100 yards, not the 200 that they're used to, but then Jimmy G goes off for over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, showing that they are two-dimensional. That's what we talk about, not just a volume thrower, not just the run game. They have that two-dimensional feeling. Also, Joe, you said it yourself, bad spot, road team, Thursday night football, divisional opponent, they still get the win. They had 8 penalties for 75 yards, which is not, you know, not the hallmark of a strong professional team, right? They still win. For me, the fact that they can go on the road on a short week, not have their quote-unquote A game, and still get out of Dodge with a win shows me that, you know, they're going to be able to travel. They're going to be able to be multiple, you know, and you're absolutely right, Joe. Manny Sanders gives this offense a different dimension. They didn't have this kind of wide receiver before, Joe. There was one play. Aikman went nuts on it, and I was the same in my living room. Jimmy G threw a ball on a quick, on an out. Before Manny Sanders ever made his cut, he turns around and boom, it's right there. Aikman was talking about, like, that's great chemistry if you've been together for 5 years, let alone 2 weeks. And I saw it too. They have all the elements, Joe, and even without their A game, they get a tough road divisional win on a Thursday night. That's impressive to me, Joe.
That's why it's important, guys, to remember that. Especially when you start to get into the meat and potatoes of the season here, the midway point, you know, divisional matchups, throw the records out, throw it all away, guys. Do not get caught up with, oh, this team is a double digit favorite, so they must be they must be so much better. Divisional matchups, both in college and football, and we saw it last night, Dan. It was a contrarian's dream last night. All three of the double-digit dogs ended up covering 1-1 outright at a plus 500 in Georgia Southern. But again, these are all teams that they don't face each other like in college once every 3 years. Like Georgia Southern, App State play every damn year. West Virginia steamrolled Baylor last year. These teams know each other. They're familiar. They've got players coming back. And, of course, in the NFL, you know, forget about that double-digit situation. Forget about that. Yes, are the 49ers a better team? But, yeah, the better team doesn't always win, Dane, especially in divisional matchups. There's opportunities to slip up, and you're right. terrible spot for the 49ers on that short week. But you know what? They're 8-0, man. And I'm
with
you. I got a whole lot more confidence about the – if you didn't buy the 49ers prior to last night, if you're still not buying them, then you got
to
go get your
eyes. This is more impressive than like 52-13 they did the week before.
Yeah, go get go to the optometrist. Go ahead. Get a – how many fingers do I have up? Because you ain't seen it right. All right, get ready. Friday edition. Let's make it rain.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, so we got a monster weekend in the world of sports, and I do want to remind you that Tuesday of next week begins the college basketball season. So if enjoy your rest tonight, because you only got one game on the card in college football. That is not really even a game as Navy takes on UConn. So you guys will have a chance to see UConn football. And I apologize for that. But it does give us a little reprieve, gives us an opportunity to kind of stretch our legs, relax as a sports investor, and get ready, because you also have the two biggest days in the horse racing world starting today, in fact, in Santa Anita as the Breeders' Cup.
Kicks off
2019 Breeders' Cup, and the Juvenile Turf Stakes will open it up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. You're going to have, and really from that point on, it's all day tomorrow, too. It's going to be crazy. Five stakes races today. It is going to be loaded. The best horses from around the world will compete at Santa Anita. And knock on wood, everything's going to go okay. But it's a big weekend, needless to say, across the sports betting universe. And we were talking about the 49ers doing coming through, to say the least. They are impressive. That was not an easy spot for them. Forget about the records and the talent. Yeah, we get it. But still, that's not an easy spot to be in, especially when you were missing both your starting tackles on the offensive line and we're still able to get the job done. So Jimmy Garoppolo, monster day, 317 plus four touchdowns, a career high, really, really elevated the team when they needed him to. Prior to this, he's been a game manager, or at least that's what his label has been. But the reality is when they needed him the most, he delivered. But my biggest problem with the Arizona Cardinals heading into this year wasn't Kyler Murray, who is a great athlete. He should be just fine. But the biggest concern I had with the Arizona Cardinals was it's very hard to pair a brand new quarterback, a rookie quarterback, and you give him a rookie damn head coach in the NFL. That's a recipe for disaster. And it reared its head again last night, not because Kyler Murray can't play quarterback, but because, once again, Cliff Kingsbury proved that you can't just coaching football is not coaching football. Being an NFL head coach is not just like being a head coach in at Texas Tech. You got to learn how to win in the NFL. And once again, Kingsbury put his team in a position to lose that game last night because, as most young coaches do, you overthink the situation, Dane, and you think you're doing something, but the reality is, yeah, no, you're shooting yourself in the foot. He did it last week in the fourth quarter when he decided on his own 30-yard line to go for it on fourth down, gave the ball back short field to New Orleans, who went in and scored and put the game out of reach. And let us not forget the countless amount of trips to the red zone against Baltimore that he never went for it and yet kicked field goals on a team that is basically going to win four games all year if he's lucky. Well, last night, they're getting run over in the first half, but the defense has got them on the goal line there. The San Francisco 49ers took it all the way down to the one-yard line. 4 seconds left on the clock, fourth down. Now, you can either kick the field goal if you're Kyle Shanahan because you're getting the ball in the second half to start and go up, I don't know, 17-7, or you roll the dice and go, you know what, we're on the road. Screw these guys. Let's go ahead and run for it. So Kyle Shanahan, no doubt, been around the block a few times. Yeah, he goes for it. And what happens? They run right into a brick wall, and they get stuffed on the one-yard line. The Arizona defense holds up. It's 14-7 at that point, except for the fact that, Cliff Kingsbury thought it'd be great to call timeout just before they hike the ball. Yeah, so you just gave Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and that offense a second shot there in order to put it in. And you want to guess as to what happened there, folks? Yeah. They scored 21-7 now going into half. And I think we can all agree with how it ended up playing out. That 7 points there turned out to be the difference in the game because it's a hell of a lot different going into half, Dane, at 14-7 than 21-7. And it just snowballed from there in the second half. And I don't think they were able to recover from it. And his reasoning was, well, we were hoping they'd burn their best play and we'd be able to get a Kodak, a picture of what the formation was and be able to force them to run something else. Well, what the hell difference does that make if your defense ranks 29th in every statistical category? It doesn't make a difference what formation they run. You had a one-in-a-lifetime chance of being able to stop them and your defense showed up. It's goal line. It's not like you can get trickery. And you're an offensive-minded head coach. Like, don't be getting involved with the defense. And they couldn't recover from that. That really was the difference in the game. And it's another example of why Cliff Kingsbury, you got to learn how to win in the NFL, especially as a head coach. I have more confidence in Kyler Murray having a successful career in the NFL right than I do Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, on Kyler Murray, okay, he's got all the tools. All right.
Yeah.
He's making some plays like that touchdown throw to Keyshawn Johnson. That looked like Patty Mahomes. Okay. With the baseball delivery rolling out and on a line, the throw to Andy Isabella for the touchdown was from the opposite hash mark on a deep out incredible throw. A couple of other athletic plays, read options. The dude is fast. If he, like, you know, develops in the right way, he's going to be a beast, okay? He's going to be a cross between Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, which is amazing, okay? So I agree with you there. I also agree with you, Joe, on what you're saying in general about Kingsbury, but here's what I want to ask you. We call this a lot of times a game of inputs and not outputs and the results, right? When you have access to the results, you know whether it was a good call or not. A lot of times we talk about sports investing. I wonder, Joe, what would you be saying if they did call the timeout and the timeout was called before that play was run and we didn't know that they actually stuffed them on the 1 yard line or whatever it was when they tried to, you know, because we hear coaches all the time, like, take that kind of timeout. We had access to the results and they know they got, we know they got stuffed there on fourth down. Would you be still saying that if, like, they called the timeout and we didn't even see the play, and then they did ultimately score the touchdown, but without seeing that they got stuffed on the fourth down there?
Short of having 10 men on the field instead of 11, Dane, there is not at the 50-yard line. At the 1 yard line, your goal line, you've got the personnel you want in the game. There is zero reason to sit there and call a timeout as a head coach with 4 seconds left on the clock. You've got the personnel in there. You've got who you want in there. If you don't have, unless you got 10 guys or you're short or something, no, there's zero reason to call a timeout there. Your defense is 29th. It's 29th against the run. It's 29th against the pass. You got the guys in there. Let it go. Do you think the guys on the field were prepared for a timeout? Those guys were ready to go to, let them play. No reason. The fact that it got stuffed is just even worse. I would have been like, why are you calling timeout? Were they short a guy? Like, what if we didn't see it actually run, why call a timeout? Exactly what would be the reasoning to call a timeout with 4 seconds left on the goal line, no less?
No, what is that? To get a look at it, to get a look at the formation, to see if they want to change personnel groups, that sort of thing. I mean, that is the reason. We have heard this before, Joe. I'm not disagreeing with you, but we have seen it before. We've seen coaches take a timeout to see what kind of look they get so they can adjust and call the right defense for that play. And what we see a lot of times is then
you're trying to prepare for either a hook and ladder or it's a different thing at the goal line. It's the goal line.
Remember, I'm saying I don't disagree with you. You asked me, like, what would be the reason? I'm giving you what would be the reason. You know what I mean? But I don't disagree with you.
Give me the reason at a goal line. Now, forget about just calling the timeout. You're at the 1 yard line in that situation. What is the reason to call a timeout?
I believe the reason is to get a look at the formation, the play, to make sure you've got the right package in yourself. That's what the reason would be, Joe.
And you did.
Right? And then they couldn't stop it. You're right. And then they couldn't stop it. You know, like, if they came out, though, 5 wide, you know, in shotgun,
but
then you take the timeout so you know you got to adjust. Right. It's a personnel
but they did. It was mano-a-mano. It was goal line against goal line.
I hear you. I agree with you. That would be the reason. I'm not saying I believe in it.
Yeah, there could have been a lottery. 8 guys on the field would have been a good reason, but you...
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey, y'all, what up? It's Jess Hilarious, and I'm here to tell y'all that I'm launching my podcast, Carefully Reckless, on the Black Effect Network. I'm going to be telling y'all all my business and telling y'all other people's business, too. It ain't no limits to the things I talk about. Y'all know that if y'all know me. From baby mama drama to healthy relationships, from child support to stimulus checks. Look, when you take a step back and you realize that we all go through crazy stuff and we got stories to tell, those situations do not define you. But they do make for a real good conversation. In a world where clickbait and cancel culture can tell your story before you do, I'm creating an outlet to remind people that we still human, crazy, and we can all laugh about it. Don't stress over it. Bring your problems to me. I promise I won't judge you, but I might crack a joke or two. Don't be scared. It'll be respectful and messy at the same time. Just make sure you tune in. Listen to Carefully Reckless on January 20th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for you to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account, because listeners of this show, well, you can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. Here's how it works. Just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, and then place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500, and the offer is eligible for all users plus new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200. All you have to do is head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK to play. And if you have a gambling problem, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And welcome in on this Friday edition of Make It Rain on the Grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez as we get ready for an epic week of sports. We lost one sport, Major League Baseball, for a couple of months. We do gain another sport next week as college basketball will begin on Tuesday, and let the floodgates open up, guys. That's we will have action to be able to bet on every damn day of the week. It is going to get crazy between the NBA, NHL, college basketball, football. It is a nuts time of year over the next 8 to 12 weeks. And it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's also important to remind you that discipline as an investor, extremely important this time of year, as you are going to, ooh, new sport. Let me bet 23 games. Let me see. Yeah, no. As a matter of fact,
Maui Invitational.
If you don't bet a college basketball game for the first month, nobody is going to argue with you. All right? Nobody. The games will still be there. You'll have plenty of time over the next 8 to 12 weeks to be able to jump in. But just patience. Now, patience may work for some teams in the NFL, but I don't know what's going to happen, and I can't wait to see, because I think we're going to know rather quickly here, Dane, at some point during today, who Josh Gordon will be playing for. Because he was released, he was taken off IR, which means he is now available to be able to sign with a team. And there was a lot of rumors and, innuendos over the last couple of days. Some people were saying San Francisco was a possible situation there. There is no shortage of teams that could use Josh Gordon's abilities as a wide receiver. But I'm just going to be real interested who's going to make the move. I got to think it's he doesn't have to clear waivers. Like, he can just sign. So who is it? Who are the front runners? And from a fantasy standpoint, Dane, if you didn't have him, do you go out and get him, or do you wait and see? What do you do with Josh Gordon?
Yeah, so that's interesting. And are we sure he's clear? It's not a waiver thing? He's just a free agent?
I believe he's just a free agent, yes.
Because I thought he was on waivers, Joe. And so then it would be like,
sorry, no, you're right.
Order.
No, he will be subject to waivers. Yes. But so they can put a claim in on him. I wonder who's going to do that.
So it's reverse order, you know? So like, there's a lot of teams that could want him, you know, but it ain't going to matter. Right. Because I do think someone will claim him. And so let's just first talk about this, Joe. For waivers, where the claim is, it goes in reverse record. Okay, so right now, Cincinnati and Miami would have first shot at him. Okay, Joe, so there's a lot of playoff contenders that he could be a fit for. He could be the cherry on top and a great piece, but they're not going to have access to him, Joe. And I think that is important if he is in fact on waivers, which is the way I thought he would go. So we have to look at some of the bottom feeding teams, Joe. Unfortunately, it's not as fun. But when you ask about the fantasy question, for me, Joe, it depends on where he winds up. It depends on where he winds up. I think, yes, I love the player, but we say this all the time. It's a lot of time a function of the offense, right? And the opportunity. Remember when the Titans were called exotic smash mouth? I don't care who was their wide receiver. Corey Davis came out of college with all sorts of fanfare of his own skill set. But if you're in an offense that is run heavy or doesn't produce, then it ain't going to matter. All right. So that being said, when I think about teams that are not playoff contenders or whatever that could use a wide receiver, Joe, we saw one last night. What about Arizona?
But here's the problem with the bottom feeders, Dane, is that you are not trying to win games at all. And you are going to have to pay this guy. And he's already got a track record of being hurt and not reliable. You're not, you've got your own group of guys that you've got to test out for the remainder of the year to figure out what you have. Adding Josh Gordon doesn't make sense for the bottom feeders. It makes sense for teams that are middle of the road, teams like the Oakland Raiders, those types of situations where they might be able to make a run, Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, teams that could use that that extra receiver. But if I'm Arizona, the Jets, I'm either clearing house, starting from scratch, or I am trying to figure out what I have on the roster right now. Adding him makes no sense to me for bottom feeding teams.
So you want to go to a mid-level team, huh?
Why would you take him if you're the Jets? You're clearing house. Like,
unless you think he is a piece for not the short term.
Yeah, but you've take a shot got on an him, entire like, roster filled around with guys that are question marks. You've got a roster. Every one of those teams has rosters except for Cincinnati, who has, you know, a potential Hall of Famer wide receiver that they didn't trade for some reason. But you've got to test what you've got. You can't bring in a guy with a history of drug problems, unreliability. You're not going to do that into that situation. I think the middle of the pack is where it'll get interesting. I don't see why the bottom feeders would even mess around with a guy that they've got to then figure out if they're going to sign next year. The trade deadline's gone.
This before. The bottom feeders are not well run as organizations, Joe. You know, you talk about this and you make sense. I agree with you. That's why I'm talking about Ryan Finley, and that's why I'm talking about them making trades, right? But you say it all the time. There's a reason these teams are bottom feeders. Maybe they're not making the smart move. You know, a team like Washington, for example, right? They don't have much at the wide receiver position, you know? And I wouldn't put it past Dan Snyder to be like, oh, this could get some butts in seats. Maybe Dwayne Haskins needs a weapon. I don't think it's a smart move to bring in this guy unless you have the support system in place to wrap around him. He was a decent soldier with the Patriots, to be quite honest. You know what I mean? It was an injury thing or whatever. But you need to have that kind of culture in the locker room to be able to, support this guy. And I'm not making light of him. I'm not begrudging him. The man had an addiction problem. Okay, I'm not making light of it. You need to have a strong locker room, in my opinion. But Joe, the bottom feeders don't have that, and they'll still take their shot because they like the talent.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't even know how long does he have before somebody's got to stake a claim to him. Because then at one point, if nobody claims him, he becomes
then
a free agent, right?
Right. I think it's 48 hours.
And so the only reason you would bring him in
this week.
But the only reason you would bring him in if you're a bottom feeder is because your plan is I'm going to sign him next year for the future. But what if his agent's going, I ain't going at we ain't playing with you. It's not going to happen, because he's unique from that standpoint where you're right. He's got to have, for his own good, he's got to have a certain group of certain, he's got to have certain things in place. So if you can't sign him for the future, or if he goes, I ain't signing guys with you next year, then really you're like, why would I even bother if there's no long-term plan if I'm a winless one-win, two-win team? Arizona, I think, your point, is maybe the most intriguing, but you've got to get up there with three wins, right? Isn't that starting the middle of the road right there with Arizona? Yeah.
Right. You would have to. I'm looking at the standings right now, Joe, and you're right. You would have to, you would have to get through the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bengals, you know, Washington, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Which you ain't got no money. Yep.
Atlanta, that'd be interesting. The Giants, for example. But and then a team like Arizona. But on your vein, a contender, I'll throw out one to you that I know has been in the wide receiver market, Joe, because they tried to get Antonio Brown. What about Gabe's Bills?
Yeah, also good. Yep, also very good.
Jacksonville.
Not a whole lot of ways to get in trouble in Buffalo. Yep.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know, you got DJ Chark. They just put, I think, DD Westbrook on IR. He got banged up, you know, and they could use a little bit of excitement. Shad Khan never, you know, a little Minshew mania. What about down there in Jacksonville? I think Jacksonville, Buffalo, Oakland, like you're saying, you know, they got Terrell Williams back, but what else do they have? They got the tight end Waller, Hunter Renfrow. Those are some kind of fringe playoff teams, like you're saying, that may be a better
profile.
Where
does San Diego come in? Where are they in the mix?
They got too many wideouts, though, Joe, already. Big Mike Williams. They got Keenan Allen already. They got Hunter Henry already. I think they already have too many wideouts.
They got already too many there. Well, I don't think it's going to take long. Somebody's going to claim them. And obviously, if you're a guy that is looking to make a playoff push here in the second part of the season, and you haven't actually thrown in the towel and are looking for draft picks, we're going to know soon. Because you're going to want to get them in ASAP. Let's go. You got to get the playbook. There is a little grace period here where he's going to have to get acclimated.
I got one for you, Joe. I think this looks like a good locker room. I'll just say that. I think they got a good thing going, a good culture going. They are a playoff team, in my opinion, so they may not have access to them. What if you put Josh Gordon on the other side of T.Y. Hilton in Indianapolis?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Very good. Yep, I agree 100%. I think that's huge.
Someone's going to make a claim before it gets to that kind of quality team, Joe, I think.
What if, and you know, you and I both know what's going to happen here, right? It's going to be Cleveland. Like, Cleveland is going to sit there and stake a claim. Like, you know it, I know it. That's exactly what's going to happen because they can't figure it out.
Oakland.
Oakland.
You got to replace Antonio
Brown, Green Bay?
Right?
What do you think about Green Bay?
Interesting. But Devontae Adams is coming back this week, I think.
That would be a lot of fun.
I like Oakland. But I don't think it's going to happen. A team is going to claim him before that, Joe. The bottom team is going to make a claim.
I think we're low this morning. Maybe even before we're off air, guys. We'll probably have a good idea of who it's going to be.
Yeah.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
My good people, my name is Questlove, host of the Rabbit Hole Pop Culture Nerd Paradise, otherwise known as Questlove Supreme. We here at QLS take pride in bringing out the best of our many guests, and this particular episode is no different. We are honored to bring you a special two-part episode with the one and only, drum roll please, Mariah Carey. Yes, Mariah Carey. She gets very candid about her three-decade-plus illustrious career.
And nobody knew who I was, and they introduced me, ladies and gentlemen, Columbia recording artist, Mariah Carey. They're like,
wow.
But then at the end of it, the announcer, he's like, the palace now has a queen.
She tells it like it is and shares with her fans what it's like to be Mimi.
Diana Ross, and she's by herself. doing her hair, doing her makeup, walking barefoot in and out of the room. And she's like, in the most glamorous way possible. And she's like, Mariah, one day you're not going to have all these people around you. You're not going to have all these people around you. And now I'm like, I believe that someday is here.
Listen to Questlove Supreme on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Suprema!
All right, so running down some of these headlines from the NFL overnight. We told you, of course, that Josh Gordon off IR has been released. He is on waivers. It will not be long before we find out who claims him. And it'll be interesting to see where he goes. But, again, he's had a history this year of not being healthy. He hasn't been healthy all year, and we all know about his past addiction issues. So it'll be interesting to see what I wish him the best. I really do. I hope that the guy lands somewhere that can both be beneficial, not only to his life, to his health, but also on the football field. I think there's a lot of upside there still. Also interesting enough is that we heard a couple of things regarding Lev Bell. And of all the Jets' dysfunction this year, and there's been plenty of it, guys. None of it has surrounded Lev Bell. It's amazing to me how this guy has stayed out of the New York media headlines. He has stayed out of the way of fire, and all he business. Has done has been the voice of reason the entire time there. And yet we learned, of course, that he was on the trade block, and the Jets might have been out there looking for a trade partner. And we heard that the Texans chief Packers were definitely in the Lev Bell mix. But, of course, what the Jets wanted was over the top. But we also heard the Steelers now. And it's actually been confirmed that the Steelers were a group that and a team that wanted to bring him back, which is amazing to me. I don't know. They must have crazy short-term memory there in Pittsburgh. But I guess what happened is, the Steelers were always willing to pay Lev Bell, right, in a long-term deal. They just didn't want to give him enough in the
guaranteed money
in order to do it. However, the Jets, they've already paid a huge portion of that guaranteed money up front for the season. So that's less guaranteed money in the contract that's left. So if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm going, yeah, we'll take him back. It makes sense. I mean, ultimately, it's not going to happen. But what did happen was the fact that Lev Bell apparently had a face-to-face with Adam Gase yesterday. And the report is that the air was cleared between the two. But now, you would have never known there was any problem with Lev Bell from Lev Bell and Adam Gase. But, of course, New York media is not going to let that go. It was a bit suspect that he only had, nine touches in the last game. But that also, I think, Dan, goes hand in hand with the if you're trading his ass, the last thing you want to do is get him hurt by handing him the ball 35 times in a game. So, or maybe Adam Gase is just a moron, which, again, that's not off the table either.
Talk about like showcasing players right before a trade.
Yeah, but I don't. Clear the air? I don't know that it'll ever be cleared.
Yeah, it's weird to me, and I think that's the last sentence is what it is. I don't know if it'll ever be cleared. I agree with you, Joe. Lev Bell has been a good soldier. It is clear to me that Lev Bell is just about his business and his money, and that's it. Yep. You know what I mean? He got paid cool. Now I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna try and help the team win. I'm gonna be a good soldier. I'm gonna support my young quarterback. Like, he has shown nothing but that his holdout and all that stuff was purely about business. And to be quite honest, people laughed at him when he was like, no, I'm doing this for all the other running backs too. I'm going to set a precedent. And guess what? He did. Zeke Elliott can thank him. We thought Melvin Gordon was going to be able to thank him. So, you know, Lev Bell was crazy like a fox, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I digress. Yes.
No, I agree. It'll be interesting now.
Go ahead.
What's he going to get against Miami if the air is cleared?
He's going to get some touches, I think. I think he's going to get some touches. But I think it's because now for me, it's for the second week in a row, Gaze has not helped out Sam Darnold. Okay, mm-hmm. This is I think Bell gets more touches not because the air is clear, but because mm-hmm. he realizes he needs to do more in the run game and in the short passing game to support his young quarterback, okay? Right. Or to get the ball out quicker. He's getting sacked what was it, like 7 times, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's not because Lev Bell texted him. It's because hopefully he realizes that unless he wants to embarrass himself down there against his former team and be the first team to lose against that team, he's got to realize that his bread is buttered by a 50-some-odd million-dollar man, Lev Bell, who, by the way, Joe, is still, in my opinion, one of the 3 best backs in all of football. Okay?
Yes.
So give him the damn ball to channel my inner Keyshawn Johnson, and I think maybe he'll realize that, not necessarily because, you know, they had a heart-to-heart.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's interesting that that's what was released, too, here. Yeah. No word on Jamal Adams, of course, whether or not he cleared the air. But his problem, of course, was with Joe Douglas and, you know, having a conversation where, you know, we love you, this is going to be great, you're going to be a Jet, too. Yeah, he's on the trade block. Yeah, he's, you know, let's hear what you guys got to offer. So that, too, is just, it's a mess. And I think all of that will culminate if they lose to Miami, Dane.
Oh,
I think then you're going to see dumpster fire like we've never seen before. It's going to be, it'll be epidemic, I think. It'll spread like wildfire in there, man. It'll be guys quitting left and right. You lose to that Miami Dolphins team, and the Jets will be officially the laughingstock of an NFL that includes the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals here. And that line continues to be around the field goal here, Dane.
I know. I know. We're going to give out our plays in about an hour, Joe. What did you just say, Joe?
It continues to be a field goal, Dane.
What did you just say, Joe, with San Francisco and Arizona, right? Throw it out the window in the divisional matchups, right? These teams don't have all that stuff, right? I'm a Jets fan. You know it. Maybe I'm a self-deprecating Jets fan. But, Joe, honestly, Miami +3 in the hook. They're a better team with Fitzpatrick under center. They're going to get up for this one. The Dolphins, I mean. They're like, oh, we can get this guy. He's our former coach. We can beat him. This could be our one. I'm really worried about this one, Joe.
You and me both, man. You and me both. I am
Joe, +155. That's all Miami is. They've been +1600, +1150, +900. They're +155 against the Jets, Joe.
And that to me is the motivation and whether or not these guys, and I think what we'll learn this weekend, Dane, is whether or not this team is actually quit on Gase. I think we'll see that. Depending on the effort we get, I think will tell us a lot about where they stand. Because I can tell you this, as bad as they are, I know what the effort is in Miami. I know what's coming, Dane. You know what I mean? There will be no to beat the Jets for those Miami Dolphins guys, that's their Super Bowl. It is going to be the biggest game of the year for Miami, while the Jets can't wait.
The Jets have more to lose. You know what I mean? The Dolphins are like, let's go get it. They're excited about this opportunity. The Jets are in a position where they're going to play scared because, oh my God, what if we lose versus Miami being like, oh, this is the one. Let's go out and get it. And I'm worried that that's the way this game is going to be approached by both teams.
And that makes them, to me, the most dangerous team around because they don't have anything to lose. It'll be fun. We'll give you our picks. I'm wondering if that's on your list there, Dane, next hour. I will tell you this, too, though. There was another tweet out last night from a NFL player, Kansas City Chief, in fact, Tyron, the Hunter Badger. He called out the 49ers last night, who went on to win that game 28-25. If you're just waking up and joining us last night, the 49ers are undefeated. And congratulations, they took down the Cards last night. The Cardinals are 3-5-1. And the Honey Badger thought it'd be great to hop on Twitter and post, quote, "Who the hell they been playing against?" End quote. Which, he's got a point, Dane, because the 49ers have now beaten teams with a combined 18-35-1 record, which is not great competition. However, That defense has been utterly dominant no matter who they're playing. In fact, going into last night, they had outscored the opponents by a combined score of 207-77. And two of the wins, let us not forget, guys. They took down the Rams and Panthers in a combined 71-20 beatdown of both of those playoff teams that we consider, right? So while I get where he's coming from, first of all, you're in the AFC. Why in the hell are you concerned with what the 49ers are doing?
Yeah, I don't get it. That's weird to me. That's
unless
like
he still loves the Cardinals, is because that's where he came from. So.
I guess so. But here's the other thing, Joe. And you said that, right. You know, outside of, like you mentioned, the Rams game, the Panthers game, it's true. It's true. You know, I mean, Cincinnati, you got Pittsburgh with the backups. But I ask you, the other undefeated team in the National Football League, who have they played?
Yeah,
you know,
no mention of and that.
Their defense looks great against the same kind of competition. I would actually say there have been no team like the Rams or the Panthers on the Pats schedule. And I find it ironic that he doesn't want to talk about the AFC team that's undefeated in that same light, that I imagine their opponent's combined record has probably been even worse than San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That was my point.
Bulletin board material for the NFC team. Oh, but not for the team you may actually see.
Thank you. And you're right. In many aspects, it's even worse what the what New England
has
been able to do.
It's got to be a worse combined record for the Pats than for San Francisco.
Now, I will say this about the Niners. And though if you are still watching the Niners here, you watched last night's game and you're still going, I'm not convinced. Well, I'll tell you what they got coming up here. Because it's a crazy five-game stretch. They got the Seahawks, Packers, Ravens, and Saints. We will know over the next month here, in the month of November, Dave, we are going to know if San Francisco is for real. And I will mention, they're getting Joe Staley back. They're getting their tackles back. They did it with everybody being out on that offensive line. They still were beat dominant there. Running backs banged up. Yeah, guys, Seahawks, Packers, Ravens, Saints over the next month. We're going to know if this is for real, because if they make it through that gauntlet, Dane, and they win more games than they lose out of that group, you might want to take a look at, I don't know, futures right now on the San Francisco.
I'm doing it right now. That's what I just
looking
at.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You
right
may
now,
want to take
Joe,
a look. Yep,
right
you may
now,
want to
win
take a look.
The NFC. Mm-hmm. They're the second choice to win the NFC.
Second choice,
Saints.
Okay.
Plus 250. These 49ers plus 330. The Packers then 5-1. And then there's a big drop. You got a group of Dallas, Minnesota, Philly, and the Rams at pretty much 10-12-1. So you got the Saints, the Niners, and the Packers. Are you willing? I mean, those Saints look great. Drew Brees coming back. The Packers will only get better as time goes on with LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers in this offense. They're getting better and better, Joe. I'll say this. You talk about the tackles coming back for the Niners. Manny Sanders is going to be huge for this offense. I think all three of these top dogs in the NFC right now, at least part of the favorites, they're all getting better, Joe, right now. Who do you cast your lot with?
Let me take it a step back first, though, before we do the interview. What about the NFC West division? What are the odds for the – yeah, what are the 49ers divisional odds? Because I got to believe Seattle, obviously, they got to play them coming up here. I got to believe Seattle's going to be close.
They are not
them.
Close. It's not close,
no?
Joe.
So what is it then?
San Fran is now minus 300 to win the division.
Win the NFC
and
West.
And Seattle,
okay,
as the second choice, is all the way at plus 450.
Plus 450. Okay, what about Green Bay to win the NFC North?
Less of a favorite. They're a minus number, but minus 195. Meanwhile, San Francisco.
So they're under $2 there. They're under $2. How about the Colts?
They're a big favorite. The Saints are minus 1050 to win.
Ooh! I like the Colts. I think we'll talk about this coming up.
Now
would be the time to play some bets. We'll do that next.
Good thing I already have it. kept it live.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
So we got week nine off to a start there last night with the 49ers taking down the division rivals there, the Arizona Cardinals. They moved to 8-0, and very interesting week 10 ahead of us here in the week nine, in the NFL. A lot of divisional matchups. You got the Cowboys and the Giants. You got the Jets and Miami. You got some very interesting games here. But it's also a good time to revisit some of these future bets here, certainly divisional championships that we've been talking about. Teams like, after that win last night, it appears that the 49ers jumped up a little bit there. They're what, about a $3 favorite now to win the NFC West, and the Green Bay Packers are under $2 still to win the NFC North?
They are, but just under one, minus 195, Minnesota plus 165.
Wow. So Minnesota's got some interesting value there.
You know what I find interesting? I just noticed this, Joe, also. The Bears are the last choice. The Lions, I mean, they're both ridiculous, like over 30-1. But the Lions have better odds than the Bears to win that division.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They have a quarterback.
Talk about Peyton on Trubisky.
Yeah, they got a quarterback there. All right, so that's an interesting. And you said, what's the Indianapolis, what's the Indy price tag there to win the AFC South?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. If you pick one of those horses, right, you'll be all right. Indy's plus 120, Houston plus 145.
Wow, I like Indy at plus 120. I like Indy at plus 120. That's interesting there.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe. If you're willing to lay juice, I got this in week three, whatever. As soon as Big Ben went down, I zoomed to the window to make this bet. But I think the best bet, even if you're willing, you got to be willing to lay a little bit of wood there. But the Ravens, like, who's winning the AFC South? It's the Ravens, right, Joe? They're minus, it's minus three Bills. But, I mean, if you're willing to put it in escrow for about 2 months, I think that's a pretty safe bet.
I like that. And the NFC East, this dumpster fire.
Yeah, that's a tight one. You got two choices there, too. You know, Joe, this is the first time I've really ever seen two teams are minus numbers in this one. Yeah. Dallas minus 130, Philly minus 105. I like Philly, to be honest.
I still like Philly, too. All right, we'll start breaking down these games over the weekend. Hour two coming up. Let's make it rain, people.
Hey, everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.